Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. Today, I'm Charlotte Kniep. And have you ever wondered what the point of believing is? Especially when you're believing or trying to have faith in something that you can't see or even feel on a regular basis. So as Christians, that's what we're asked to do, to trust in God, to believe in the things he tells us through the scriptures and personal prayer and our modern ecclesiastical leaders. And it's definitely more challenging at times than others, but faith does not go unrewarded, as we see so often in the scriptures. And we're talking to Dan LaPrey today, the director and producer of the new Bible video entitled Substance of Faith. Thanks for being here, Dan.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So this video is drawn from the part of Paul's letters to the Hebrews in Hebrews chapter 11. Do you think there was something specific at the time that was causing them to kind of question their faith or lose their faith that Paul felt it necessary to write this letter?
I think that happens to everybody, no matter when we are in history. Even after Christ visited the Nephites, you know, there was a certain amount of people that witnessed that, like we're talking about. The supreme creator of the universe actually did come down and visit them, and they were able to touch him. And so they had no more need for faith in the sense of, is there a God? Does he have a body like me? They had a sure knowledge. They heard his voice. They were able to touch him. So for those few people, they had a sure knowledge. And then those that couldn't remember or that were born after that had to once again rely on faith and the belief that somebody says, look, I'm your dad. I saw Jesus. I touched him. I know that he's real. Mm-hmm. And that child has to then go, well, I trust or I have faith in what you're saying is true.
Yeah.
Even though I wasn't able to be there. And that's the boat that 99.9% of us are in. Like, we're believing some book of scripture that was written 3,000 years ago by someone that wasn't even an eyewitness.
Right.
So it's kind of like, really? That's what I'm expected to believe, huh? And so how do we go about that? And Paul was kind of teaching those people the same things. It had been a time after Christ had lived on the earth, and now he was a myth, if you want to call it that, or a story or a fable that people were propagating at that time, saying, well, this Jesus lived and he healed this man who was blind by putting clay on his eyes. And
it sounds hard to believe.
Yeah. He raised this person from the dead and I was there. And it's like, well, was it trickery? You put that person in a situation where they have to make a judgment on if they believe it's real or not. And that is only made through faith.
Well, and I think people forget very easily too, as you see throughout the scriptures and throughout even LDS church history or just in personal experiences, you can have these really incredible moments where you just know God exists or you know God is there. But if you don't keep nurturing that feeling or nurturing your spirituality with prayer and scripture study and church attendance and things, you start to forget those things. And I think, like you're mentioning with in the Book of Mormon with the Nephites, for several years they had peace and everyone believed and it was great. And then just a little while after that, they started to forget. And that's interesting how we can compare that and parallel that with what was happening in Jerusalem at the time as well. After Christ left them, people were struggling. But I love in the letter that Paul writes, he cites all these examples from the scriptures at times where God has rewarded the faith of those who believe in him. So he cites Noah with the ark. Everyone else thought Noah was crazy for believing in God, that there was going to be this great storm and flood. But Noah built the ark out of faith and he was saved. And then Paul talks about Abraham, how he was tested and he didn't have to sacrifice his son Isaac in the end. And then Moses leading the children of Israel out of Egypt. And why do you think it's important to be reminded of these examples when we ourselves are doubting or questioning our faith?
Well, by looking at stories like that, I think it gives us the chance to understand that things have existed from the foundation of the world that are testimonies to the need for faith and the existence of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting you bring up Noah because it's baffling to me that he actually preached that the flood was coming for 100 years before it actually came.
Mm.
So you know, it's really easy for people to go, there's crazy Noah again. What an idiot. He's been preaching this for 90 years. It's like, no rain, like, big, oh, it's a big surprise, no flood.
Yeah.
You know, and so faith is tried and tested. And Abraham, you know, he's told that his seed is going to be as numerous as the sands of the sea. And at the end of the day, the only person that can make that realization happen, he's told to sacrifice on an altar. So a serious trial of faith. But we can use those as examples in our life to go, huh, that was harder than anything that I've had to go through. So sure, my faith may have been tried or this or that, but those stories are there to give us examples of how we might be able to, so that we can say, well, if they can do that.
Right. And like you said, you know, we're not, in the modern day, we're not required to do such physical sacrifices of faith like ancient prophets were, but we can look at those records and read about their stories in the scriptures and say, you know, that was a really difficult thing they did, but God still came through for them and he kept his promises to them and he blessed them for believing. And God asks me to do something on a much smaller scale. I can have trust that my faith will be rewarded for that. And I think that's the important part about keeping records and of these experiences, even in our own lives. If we're faced with something difficult, we can look back at our journals or blog posts or whatever it may be and say, oh, I got through that hard time with the Lord's help. So, you know, he can help me with this current problem or with the future problem. Who do you hope that this video gets shared with?
So hopefully it's people that have a fundamental foundation of a belief in God in their life that can look at these examples and go, yeah, you know, faith is the substance of things that are not seen that we hope for. And, you know, whatever trials we're going through in our lives, maybe it will help just a little bit. I mean, I know that, you know, there's that talk about people that say that, would you die for what you believe in? And, you know, a lot of us would say, yeah, I'd take a bullet for this or that or whatever. And then there's those people that say, well, will you just do the simple things to live for that then?
Yeah.
And honestly, I think that's harder. It's way harder just to live faithfully for 70 years and just do the small and simple things. So maybe it will bring a source of comfort to people who just are doing their best to exercise the faith that they have so that it can grow just a little bit. Mustard seed is pretty small.
Right.
So,
but it has great potential.
Yeah. It's just a tiny particle that we need to try and build on, I think, in order for Heavenly Father in Christ to feed it with the water it needs to grow into something that will allow us to do great things if we just believe and have that hope and that faith in Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. I think that's a good note to end on. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
So to watch this beautiful new Bible video, The Substance of Faith, and share it with your Sunday school class, your friends, or your family, you can visit BibleVideos.org or the Mormon Channel page on YouTube. And we're going to end today with a quote from LDS President Thomas S. Monson. And he said, "The future is as bright as your faith." And a free design of that quote can be downloaded at mormonchannel.org/blog, so you can remember to always be faithful and to plan your life according to faith. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.